You invented a new word for this study, is that right?
Megabiota. okay. So the largest animals, megafauna, and the largest plants, megaflora. Some of the megabiota living today, so from the plant side, you can look at the sequoia, or you can look at the giant redwoods. And then for the animal side, there's lots of them, especially if you look to places like Africa, which is where we still hold most of our megafauna these days. So elephants, rhinos, giraffe. So in Arizona in the past, there used to be an American lion, an American cheetah. There used to be mammoths, which were similar to the elephant in the African savanna, and also strange creatures like the glyptodon and the giant ground sloth.
Glyptodon, what is that?
So it's kind of like this big sort of armadillo type creature, but significantly larger, maybe the size of a small car. The whole world over used to look something similar to an African savanna with a whole myriad of different sorts of animals. But what we've seen through time is that as human populations have gone into new landscapes, these large animals are particularly susceptible to disappearing.
So one of the things you discovered in this study was that large animals are more threatened by extinction. Why is that?
Exactly. So during times of environmental change, large animals in particular put under a lot of stress. And there's three reasons for this. The first is that large animals and large plants tend to be at their physiological limits. So they're already pushing the boundaries of how large they can be. The second is that they tend to have quite low reproduction capacity. And the final reason is that they require a lot of space. So especially large roaming animals like elephants, if they're in a small fragmented landscape, it's very difficult for them to be able to survive.
So another thing you discovered with the computer modeling you did was that when large animals and plants disappear, that actually has a huge effect on Earth's ecology. Can you talk about that?
We did. So we used a number of computer models to try and understand how the downfall of these large plants and animals will impact the world. And one of these models in particular is the first model that's able to incorporate all of plants and all of animals in the entire world. One of the theories that we tested in this paper was, does the removal of large organisms, so the large plants and animals, get compensated by smaller organisms if they were to be removed? And what we found was that if you do remove the large organisms, you don't really get a replacement service, an ecosystem service from the smaller organisms. So if you have forests with very large plants, say the giant sequoia, they tend to hold much more carbon, those forests, than a forest that didn't have those large plants. The largest animals tend to walk furthest, and they move seeds and nutrients and pathogens across the landscapes, which means that the Earth is a much more connected environment when these animals are present. And together, they generated a much more habitable planet across the world.
What does this all mean for in the real world, for conservation?
There is a debate in conservation whether we try and conserve lots of small areas of land or whether we aim to just conserve fewer large areas. And what we found in this paper was that actually, if you conserve larger areas with their megabiota, the whole system is more productive and is actually the benefits gained are significantly more.
I found it really fascinating in the paper that you sort of modeled ahead to a world where there was like no large animals left.
It is a rather sort of pessimistic outlook to the future. But it is the trend that we're seeing at the moment, so we shouldn't sort of shy away from that, is that there may be a time in the next 100 years or so where perhaps the largest animal that we have on the planet is something like a cow. And we're trying to understand, well, what are the implications of that? Because if we understand how important these large organisms are for our human health, perhaps that will give us a foundation from which to protect them into the future.
Andrew Abraham, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.